A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when Mother Earth is weeping. Memories perhaps of the last time Donald Trump or the Paul was US of the UN of the US of the world big supremo, when, great man that he is, he managed simultaneously to dismantle every environmental control while boasting he oversaw the cleanest water, the cleanest air ever, ever. So, not sure why she is weeping as Trample the Poor prepares to dismantle every environmental control. Drill, baby, drill. Fossil heaven leading to fossil hell, while we will be assured he is overseeing the cleanest water, the cleanest air ever, ever. All because Donald knows climate change is crap. The biggest crap ever, ever. Tony Abbott on steroids. What would Mother Earth know compared to Donald? Not just Mother Earth, but US of women generally must feel content knowing Donald will defend them whether they like it or not. Defend them against themselves, for instance, on reproduction issues. Oh, and desperate migrants seeking a better life and providing invaluable wage slavery must feel particularly secure. Rapists, animals eating other people's animals that they are. Rainbow flag parties will be whooping it up all over the country. Everyone celebrating Donald's typically modest celebration of the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like it, ever, ever. He certainly eschews hyperbole, the old Donald, but most importantly, the result has done nothing to diminish my, and I can probably assumptively say our, great regard for the intelligence of your average American. There's a paradox, of course. From a satire point of view, Donald is a walk-up start, but there is nothing, absolutely nothing funny about what is happening and what will happen. And his very, very unfunny soulmate, Benjamin Not Another Yahoo, here we were thinking his minister for being offensive and train-killing gallant was a headless, murdering warmonger. Benjamin forced to sack him because he isn't heartless enough. And worse, he wanted to conscript the sons and daughters of the extremists directing the war machine, happy to send other sons and daughters to conduct the slaughter and destruction and genocide, but not their own. And Benjamin knows that keeping the slaughter and genocide and destruction going unabashed what stands between him and a jail cell, explaining why the word ceasefire is anti-Semitic capitulation to terror. We were all impressed by the integrity of Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Senator and head kicker Bridget McConnemese and how she felt her integrity abashed. Bridget, the queen of sports rorts, rorted with integrity, of course. Impressed as she laid into big supremo Anthony Albanese over taking airline upgrades. Anthony responding limply to Bridget's outraged righteousness by saying all upgrades have been declared on the parliamentary register. Not good enough, Bridget was adamant. She'd never had an upgrade to declare. Clean, clean, clean skin. Not good enough, her equally abashed coalition leader and would-be big supremo constable Peter Duffer chorused. He, Anthony that is, must refer himself to the Anti-Corruption Commission. The commissioner himself running into a bit of trouble for declaring all scummo's lot responsible for the robo-debt destruction of thousands of lives had not been responsible. But how can we compare robo-debt with the heinous corruption of an airline upgrade? And then, oops, oh dear. Pete had pleaded with the filthiest rich true blue Aussie, Gina Cardheart, for a lift on her private jet. But no probs, Bridget retorted. He was just saving the taxpayer money. And then, oops, 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 would you believe, would we believe, all integrity, all righteous queen of sports rorts, Bridget, had had 16 upgrades she'd completely forgotten about and completely forgotten to register. A serious parliamentary offence. So naturally, Pete had no choice, would have to refer her to the corruption mob. Oh, no, no, Pete cleared it up. It was human error. Well, technically, yes, she is human, and yes, there was an error. Further, Pete explained she had been open and honest and transparent. No case to answer. No, he would take no action against Bridget, and if denying, getting sprung and not declaring is open, honest and transparent, then yes, she has been open and honest and transparent. And his big economic guru, Angus Tailings, said there was absolutely no comparison between poor innocent Bridget denying, getting sprung and failing to declare, and guilty, guilty, guilty Anthony. And yes, Pete, yes, Angus, yes, Bridget, we can see the difference. On selfless people like Pete and Angus and Anthony, who think only of the common good, take Peter Volandi's prophet, head of both racing and rugby league in New South Wales, and Gil McClock, then recently moved from the AFL to betting giant Tab Cop Your Money, who, with no thought for their own interests, have come out attacking plans to ban, well, correction, there are no plans to ban, but just maybe restrict gambling advertising and promotion a little bit, thanks to our courageous government. Peter and Gil, what social altruists? Why, Peter said it for all of us, for all those not influenced by all those harmless little ads and promotions. Nanny state ideology. We couldn't have said it better. Like our great corporations who make life better for all of us, spending billions just to ensure they pay their legal tax obligations. And let's be assured they all pay their legal tax obligations. Take the airline which used to be our airline, so caring it provides a comfortable little lounge for, well, not all, but some passengers to enjoy their weight. Upgrades, well, not all, but some passengers to enjoy, all while meeting its legal tax obligations. Like on revenue of $20 billion, its legal tax obligations are, well, we know they must be huge. Hang on, what do you know? Zilch. $20 billion revenue demanding a legal tax obligation of zero, not 1 cent. There's a whole list of great corporations like US of fossil giant Chevron, the environment, with huge revenues, huge profits, and a legal tax obligation of zero, which thankfully doesn't prevent them putting their hands out for a bit of necessary corporate welfare from the taxes workers can't avoid. Not that we're suggesting they're avoiding, evading. No, they're just meeting their legal tax obligations. None of this prevents the sundry chambers of profits from incessantly calling for tax reform. Reform naturally means they have to pay less. Why would you call for reform saying we think we should pay more? Which leaves the mind boggled at how much less they can not pay. But spare a thought for poor Chris Ellis Sprung. We mentioned poor Chris a couple of weeks ago, founder and big supremo of Mineral Resources, MinRes, exposed over a little tax evasion scheme he's had running for eons, admitting it was an error of judgment. As we said, the error, he got sprung. We also reported MinRes had purchased very expensive equipment and flogged it to directors at heavily reduced prices. Well, all this led to a bit of a drop in share prices. Well, more plummet in share prices. So along came the dame in shining armour. We've talked about selfless, warm, caring people just out to help. And along came the aforementioned filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Gina, investing trillions in MinRes to ensure shareholders all was well with her very close friend, Chris. This before she toddled off to Mar-a-Lago to celebrate election night with her hero, Donald. What a wonderful, kind act. But then, oh dear, then it was discovered Chris owns the real estate housing MinRes offices and he's been ripping off, well, making the most of, charging a mere 70% over market rates, getting it coming and going. And oh dear, share prices down again. This time the board thought maybe Chris is the problem. So this week it announced Chris is resigning, to take effect in 18 months, a mere 18 months. Last heard, shareholders were suggesting 18 months might be a trifle too long. Let's say 18 months trifle too long. We'll keep ourselves informed. Just goes to show what a little error, a few trillions of dollars error of judgment can lead to. Thankfully, there is some good news for those poor shareholders. Chris and the team made the tax office an offer it couldn't refuse over the eons of evasion. It would admit to eons of tax evasion in return for nothing more than an 80% cut in penalties and assurance the matter would not be referred to the federal police. The tax office on our behalf agreed, telling us such deals have saved time and money. Money, 80% of which we didn't get. Then again, there are workers who don't deserve 1%. Take these lazy, avaricious care workers who have to stay overnight with the people for whom they're caring, offered institutionalised care, sleeping on the job, who want overtime for long day into night into day shifts, with caring employers led by our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the Industry Profits Group, sensibly telling the court this week that sleeping time is the workers' break and should not attract overtime or penalty rates. Okay, they're there in case something happens, as it often does, and their night is interspersed with the need to sort things out. But it is a break, so in us we assume they could take the break by going home. Of course not, that would be a dereliction of duty. So they are on duty. No, they're taking a break. So if something is happening, they have no need to get up and sort it out. Of course they must, that is what they are there for. So they should be paid overtime and penalty rates. Certainly not. They're on their break. Doesn't it show people like Innes have so much to put up with? One former good union official, ex-shopping the workers' secretary Joe to ruin workers, did a fine job as guest speaker at a Trubla Aussie Catholic Uni graduation ceremony. Joe and his mates doing so much for so long to make Pig Iron Bob Menzies the longest-serving Trubla Aussie Big Supremo. Well, what's happening in dear baby Jesus land? Joe told the graduates what they needed to hear. Sin, sin, sin. Abortion is a sin. Sex outside marriage between a man and a woman, a sin. Needless to say, any other sort of sex is a sin, sin, sin. And what happened? Lots of graduates, including those who do practice, oh dear, other sorts of sex, walked out. They called for Joe's honorary degree to be rescinded, given to him for his contribution to workers. Workers, it doesn't say caring employers. It does say workers, yes. After all he'd done for workers and anti-sin for all those years. So finally, that's the big question. What's happening in dear baby Jesus land? Good morning.